All right, everybody, hello and welcome back to another episode of In Liberty and Health. I had completely messed up the schedule for the show this week, and I assumed that my guest and myself were on the same page with scheduling. And as it turns out, I completely messed that up. So no surprise, but Warwick Powell will be coming on next week. That'll be next Tuesday. I thought it was Wednesday, but next Tuesday, because he's in Brisbane, Australia. So the time coordination is a little bit difficult, but we'll get it figured out. He's gonna be on next Tuesday, so that's gonna be a really, really cool show. But I was fortunate enough to have two really good friends of mine that could spare some time tonight where we could just kind of talk about some of the stuff that's going on in the news. Both these guys are great guys. They've been on the show before, and I think the last time I had one of my guests on was the last time I had an episode pulled down off YouTube. So I'm sure we're going to see if he could do it again. But anyways, before we get to all today's stuff, make sure you go to all the links below where you can find my guests, everything they've got going on. I did just record the episode for the Fatherhood series I'm going to be putting out the week that my wife gives birth. So I'm going to have three episodes that are going to be paywalled and completely uncensored for members only for the lowly price of $2.99 a month. Those will be going up hopefully sometime this weekend. And then in a few weeks, they'll be just available to the public, but there will be ads and different stuff. So once again, feel free to check that out. You also get to see all of the Common Crown footage that I get with my lovely GoPro that's sitting on the side of the desk here. But yeah, are we blackpilling or are we trusting? We're going to discuss today. So without further ado, let's just rock and roll it on into it. And returning to the show, my dear friends, Adam Nutter and the Great Toad. What's up, gentlemen?
What's up?
Listen, Toad, I'm a little jealous. You got to put them fucking things away.
Yeah, I know. You're making us to shame, dude.
I'm showing them on both of my podcasts today.
They go on that trend to keep up.
the second to last time I had you on last, Toad, I'm pretty sure we weren't wearing shirts, and that was me, you, and Duke.
Oh, yeah. That was a great show. Yeah, that was Duke was challenging my presidential run, I think.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was a blast. But I guess first things first, before we get into any news stories today, I would be remiss if I didn't make a great mention of the Prince of Darkness passing away literally yesterday. And my coworkers were busting my balls a little bit. Oh, you never listened to Ozzy before? I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Like,
I assume you have.
Yeah, fucking Zach Wilde. I have a Wilde audio guitar. Okay, well, who's responsible for Zach Wilde? Ozzy motherfucking Osbourne. Yes. So,
dude, and of course, I'm a rock band, but I never listened to Ozzy before.
The first big show that I went to, like by myself, or not by myself, but without like parents or whatever. I went with a couple of my high school friends. Ozfest 2002, Zach Wilde, Black Label Society was on the bill there. Yeah. And if I remember correctly, he did play with Ozzy as well.
Yeah, so back then back then he would have been playing with Ozzy, because I think it was in about 2010 is actually when Gus G came in instead of Zach Wilde. I know Zach came back and toured with him again eventually, but yeah, man, rest in peace to the Prince of Darkness, man. I would not be here today without Black Sabbath, because obviously my number one favorite band is Pantera. But there isn't a single member of Pantera that would probably tell you that they would all agree that they wouldn't be there without Black Sabbath. I mean, they covered like four Sabbath songs. So I know it's not necessarily like the topic of the show today, but I just, like I said, I feel remiss in my duty as a musician and as a guy with a platform if I didn't mention that. So
there's a lot. He just died. Like, that's crazy. He made it to 70 something. Like, he should have been dead 100 times.
Honestly, he died. Actually, I thought he was immortal at this point. I was like, dude, he just played a set, and I know he like ended it by like saying, "I'm about to die," but I'm like, he really died.
him and Keith Richards were battling for like who could do the most drugs and alcohol and live forever. I guess Keith Richards won.
You can't beat that guy.
Yeah, apparently. They gotta study his blood for something, like for some sort of like lifelong what's the word I'm looking for?
Adrenochrome.
No, yeah, probably.
Isn't he still pumping out kids and shit too?
Probably.
Yeah, there probably. Might be somebody he doesn't know about or something like that. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I would think that is when he like comes, he would just like come like a cloud of dust at this point or something. Like, what do those children look like?
Yeah, I was gonna say that gives you a whole new definition of shooting blanks. Jesus
Christ. I was gonna say it's like the cartoon guns. It just comes like the flag comes out, just says come on it.
Yeah.
Have the little little piece of paper.
Man.
So there is so much going on, but at the same time, it almost feels like there's nothing happening at the same time. And let me know if my internet connection's all right. It's saying that my connection's a little bit shitty, but
so far you're good.
Okay, good, good.
I've seen it be a little bit shitty already, actually.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully it comes back a little bit. Connection's unstable. You guys both voted for Trump, and we're not here to litigate whether that was a right or wrong decision. I think we all probably agree that, you know, given the choices, that was the only decision if you felt like you had to vote, and how people could still like debate that there was any other choice, like, oh, you could have voted for Chase. I just can't take you seriously at this point. And especially Toad, I know you threw a little bit of blows towards Chase today. He said he shared a picture that literally said there were no transgender people on Epstein's Island. I'm like, you know why? Probably because all those people that were on Epstein's Island were probably transgenders now.
I'm like, how does he know that? Was he there? Yeah,
right. I was going to say, that's how abomination worthy of like trans people are, where even like the Epstein pedophile is like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah. I replied to him saying, being the Greg Oden of pedophilia as opposed to the Michael Jordan of pedophilia is not a gloat.
That's such a good niche sports reference that I think a lot of people probably didn't get, but I got it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Jeffrey Epstein, he's the Michael Jordan of pedophilia, yeah. Man. And then I also quote tweeted Chase, and I said, how did I word it? I think I said trans people are actually worse than Jeffrey Epstein, because at least Jeffrey Epstein had the decency to blackmail a bunch of evil politicians when he fucked kids.
Yeah, they're just doing it for the love of the game.
There's a step or two to that one, but I'm
like
following it, man.
They're like Costner and fucking Bull Durham. He's like, I'm still pitching in 45. They're just doing it for the love of the game, dude.
Yeah. Was he an old pitcher in both of those movies? I don't even remember now.
I think so. I'm misremembering. Yeah, I think he just plays an old guy in every. Actually, I don't think Kevin Costner has ever been younger than 50. I think
every dream, same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what the fuck is his name? Clint Eastwood. Even back to like, what the fuck? Gran Torino was shot in like 1970 or like 1980. And he was old back then. He's still old now.
Gran Torino, that was like.
No, it was like the 2000s. But it was still like a lot. Yeah, it was. But okay, I thought you were joking. Right. But like, it's still the fact that he's still alive and that came out like 20 years ago plus. Okay. It's kind of fucking crazy.
Well, Clint Eastwood, I think, is probably actually in good shape though. So it kind of makes more sense with him.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know why I thought the movie. It's probably because they had a Gran Torino in it, that probably, I assume that, but
Dirty Harry is the old,
that's the good, bad,
the
ugly
Clint Eastwood classic.
Also old.
Okay. And I'm guessing he was old back then too.
I mean, yeah, kind basically. Of, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked like shit back then too.
He looked the same, just a little bit less gray. Yeah.
Yeah. So we see, and I'm sure you guys have heard, I'm sure everybody's heard by now, that they're doing criminal prosecutions against Obama. I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be honest. This is kayfabe to me until someone actually gets put in handcuffs. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we talked about a little bit on Five to Midnight on Monday about, like, you know, just like how all the COVID people were going to get arrested and how all the fucking Mar-a-Lago raid people were going to get arrested and all the people behind January 6th. There's zero arrest. There's going to be zero arrest for this. The Epstein list, zero arrest. It's going to be the same shit. It really is just a distraction to stop talking about the Epstein list. Like the guy said today about the aliens. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're going to release hardcore proof of aliens. Like, no, first of all, aliens are fake and gay. Secondly, I'm like, that's just a bigger distraction to be like, don't think about the massive global pedophile ring that's been going on for fucking years.
Yeah.
No.
Think about these other guys that are probing anuses.
Yeah.
Fucking nailed it. Yeah, I gotta say I'm 0% convinced. And they like brought out this intelligence report, and like my first thought was, as soon as they busted that out, I'm like, we all knew this. Like, who didn't know that Obama wiretapped Trump's campaign? Like, this was public knowledge, readily available for like almost a decade now. Now the only smoking gun in this, and we talked about this a little bit on Monday's show, was that now they pretty much have the intelligence communities admitting that they had low confidence in the information that they were using. But other than that, it's kind of like, this has all already been like established.
Yeah, but there's so many people that just buy into the Russiagate bullshit. So, yeah. Like, I think there is, at least there's a silver lining here, which is that sure. We are at least, like, at least the fact that this is, like, a topic again will have, like, it'll maybe change more people's minds about that issue, at least. Like, oh, wait a minute, like, Obama was involved in this, like, this Russiagate thing. Like, at least there's that, even though it is a distraction. And at least it's going to shift the Overton window as far as Obama should be prosecuted for this, which is still true.
Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to the thing of like Kyle, you said, like, well, we all know this. We do. But do leftists fucking acknowledge anything? They'll just be like, no, he's guilty. They don't care. Like, at least we have the common decency. Like, yeah, we voted for Trump. Like, well, Toad and I did. And we're like, well, fuck him with the Epstein stuff. Fuck him with the Israel stuff. Like, we are openly being like, yeah, fuck, we don't like these things. They'll just suck the dick of whoever they are told to suck the dick of forever. There's no like, oh, well, let's have some constructive criticism here, or like, you know, critical thinking. Zero of that. So zero is my answer.
Imagine being that, but on the right. Imagine being one of those Trump people that behaves like a leftist. Imagine being Cat Turd.
Imagine being Joel Berry.
Yeah, my God.
James Lindsay.
He's paid by Israel, man.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are still kind of going down with the Trump ship, which is kind of amazing. And maybe going down with the ship is a little bit of a crude term, maybe a little hyperbolic. But basically, like, people who aren't willing to say, like, yeah, you just can't cover up a pedophile ring, man. Like, if you said you campaigned on that you were going to expose this, and then you kind of walk right to the edge, and then you back up and say, oh, no, look, this is a Democrat hoax. It's like, bro. This is bigger than just the fucking Democrats, man.
Right.
Like, yeah, they're involved, but like, there is more than enough fucking evidence of this being kind of a big fucking deal for everybody involved. And honestly, the worst part is that, like, we all can recognize Trump is a very smart political actor, right? He knows how to kind of put his finger to the wind and, you know, play the media, also play the political crowds, and figure out how to, like, leverage a moment to his advantage. It is insane to me right now that with all this Epstein stuff, he's just completely letting the worst people in the world get one over on him. Because what are the Democrats doing right now? They're forcing a vote to make sure that all the Republicans vote against them on exposing the Epstein files. And it's like, you're literally letting yourself get outflanked by the people who ran fucking Kamala Harris and told you to vote for her, or you're a bigot.
And like we said before too, about like, the whole I was my train of thought. Holy shit, Toad, go! That was crazy.
I mean, Trump has had. I mean, he's had some other bad political moments. Like, obviously, his greatest was in 2016 when he just came from out of nowhere and just basically destroyed the game of politics and got into the presidency that way. But he's had some bad moments, obviously, like during COVID.
Yeah,
the vaccine rollout shit, the state of emergency, the bill, the COVID relief bill or whatever. Now the fucking. The BBB, which I personally hate even more than everybody else because of the gambling shit.
And that sucks.
I have conservatives coming after, like, me, and, like, now I'm, like, in this gambling sphere over here, and I'm agreeing with all these professional, like, poker players and sports bettors and stuff, and we have people coming after us, like, all betting should be banned. Like, you guys are all degenerates. I'm like, you don't even understand. Like, fuck you. Like, there are people that do this professionally, like, as a skill, like, and these people have families and shit. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. I'm like, first of all, I am a degenerate. Sure, but whatever. Yeah. I should still be able to gamble.
Like, well, that too,
Because I'm a casual. I'm not as balls deep as Toad, but I gamble a decent amount, and it's bullshit. Like, it's like, so if I just win 20,000 but lose 20,000, I still have to pay taxes on the 20,000 I lost, even though I didn't win anything. Like, that's
wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
That's what the change is that will take effect in 2026 because of the BBB. Because I don't even remember the guy's name, some asshole senator, it was the Senate version of the bill. It was some senator I've never even heard of from Idaho, Mike Crapo, I think is his name.
So funny. Perfect last name.
Yeah, that guy. He just inserted this into the bill for no fucking reason at all, other than, I don't know. I mean, there's got to be some reason for it.
There's some sort of kickbacks to somebody. We just don't know it. We just can't figure it out.
Exactly what it is, because I think it's going to hurt, like, the entire industry. So,
yeah.
You would think that if you're going to put something in a bill that's going to help, like, the, you know, help DraftKings or help one of the big like sports books or whatever, I wouldn't think it would be this. I mean, maybe they really don't care. Like, oh, we're going to lose all of our professional bettors. Well, we don't care. Maybe that really is the case. But yeah. So whereas now you can claim all of your losses as a deduction now. And when this bill goes into effect, you can only claim 90% of them, which is going to basically ruin the entire margin, essentially, for a lot of people that do this, especially people that do this so much that they have, you know, like millions on the line, like during the course of a year. It will affect them more than anybody else because you lose, you know, some, even if you win money on the year, if you lose, if you have, you know, if you declare 2 million of losses or whatever, even if you won 2 million to, you know, 200,000 or whatever, so you're actually up 200,000. If you then have to pay taxes now on the 200, on the 2 million that you lost, it might erase like all your winnings depending on what the rate is.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. Wow. It's so bad.
Yeah, holy crap. Yeah, I had no idea that was really like a thing there. It's kind of amazing that I see people knocking Thomas Massey for standing up on principle. And like, I understand, oh, well, he hasn't done anything in 10 years or he hasn't passed any bills. But it's like, you're really going to go after the one dude who isn't taking money from Israel, speaks out against all the foreign aid, is on the right side of every single issue. And we want to throw this guy out because he won't vote for this giant pork-filled spending bill, which Stephen Miller clearly lied about, saying there was no pork in the bill, just campaign promises. Like, no, dude, you're full of shit. Every single bill is going to have that. So I wouldn't really like mind if people were just being honest. But like the other thing is that they're spending all this money on immigration and customs enforcement. So I think I talked about this week on 5 till midnight, but like they literally multiplied the budget by about four times, right? So the budget as of last year under Biden was $9.7 billion. The budget now is $37.5 billion for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Nobody on this panel wants, you know, does not want mass deportations, right? We're all in favor of some form of immigration restriction. Yes. You know, I personally favor an immigration moratorium. But that being said, you have to make the case to me overwhelmingly that multiplying the budget of the ICE by four times and putting, you know, now my future daughter and future kids into further debt is going to result in mass deportations, because in every other, you know, scenario where the government throws money at something, it never fixes it. So why is the situation different?
I don't think it is. I mean, It seems like they're doing something. Like, you do see like more ICE raids, I guess, although maybe they're just being publicized more. I don't know, but whatever is going on, I mean, fine, like I'm for that, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless they're going to turn around and kick out like 50 million people, which is like, it's not going to happen. Like, it's just physically not going to happen.
Well, the other thing that I think a lot of people conflate too is that an ICE raid and ICE arrests do not always mean deportation. Sometimes they just arrest these people. Yeah. They may send them to El Salvador. They may be kind of like a catch and release situation. Just because people got arrested does not mean they got deported. And I talked about this a little bit with Red Hawk, but it was like, obviously the net migration, like the net people in, is a lot lower than it was for last year, but I don't know if you can really undo all the damage that was done. You know, I'm just not really convinced. So until we see results and tons of people being deported, I don't know that it was worth it, you know?
And like we said before on 5 to midnight, like, all right, let's say he deports a shit ton more people in the next 3 years. Okay, cool. Well, as soon as the next Democratic president comes in, that doesn't fuck him. That's all right back to how. And it's going to be more, right? So like, they can't deport more than they're going to fucking eventually import. There's no fucking way. Unless we completely riot in the streets and just be like, no, we'll guard the borders ourselves. Like, there's no fucking way.
I don't know, because Obama deported a lot. So,
but that was before everything got even more like
politicized.
And also more like trying to destroy Western culture, even though they were already trying to do that. Like, well, they were really trying to do it.
Much to that point about Obama specifically is that he destabilized so many countries. And yes, the dissident right wingers, just because we have a military and they destabilize countries doesn't mean you get infinite brown noise. I've never said that. And I don't think anybody who's taking this position says that. But like, when you destabilize all the South American countries like we have done, and all the Middle Eastern countries like we have done, then they're going to want to go somewhere. And when you have a government and NGOs that openly invite these people in, which they do in here and in Europe, then they're going to take advantage of that. So, you know, I'm sorry, just putting up a wall and saying you can't come in here without any real enforcement, it's not going to work. You got to have both. You can't destroy countries and then just tell people to stay there when you have subversive NGOs that are literally taking these people over for profit.
Well, yeah. I mean, we shouldn't be destroying those countries, obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
But it must feel awesome though to like be able to overthrow a country. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it must be a fucking pretty cool feeling to be like, I'm just gonna destabilize, I don't know, El Salvador and just go down there and just completely overthrow. Must be a fucking sick feeling. The one you shouldn't do it, but you know.
The one country with good leadership right now.
No, I just threw out a random I think it's called just in El Salvador is in my brain. Fuck it. Uruguay. Let's overthrow Uruguay.
Yeah, you are gay, yeah.
Well, you are gay.
Like the US failed to overthrow Venezuela like fairly recently. Like they had that
Operation Gideon in 2019.
The coup attempt on Maduro, they were trying to put in that puppet. I forget the guy's name. He was like Guaido. Yeah, that clear CIA guy. And then you had a bunch of libertarians were like for that.
Regime libertarians just leftists.
Oh my god.
Where was Hugo Chavez? I forget. Is that Argentina or Venezuela? Venezuela, right? That was another one. Yeah. They tried to fucking overthrow his ass a bunch of times and he just kept fighting back.
Right. I think eventually they did though, right?
But it took a long fucking time. A long time.
Yeah, well, Venezuela is an oil country. So
yes,
that's
why.
American interest there. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why you heard Elon Musk saying he was going to box the Maduro all last year. Which I got to admit, it is pretty funny, but it's kind of like, all right, man, like they've suffered enough, man. You just fucking leave Venezuela alone. Why don't we just tell them, like, hey, if you take all your immigrants back, every single one of them, then we'll take all sanctions off you and let's just like, we'll give you preferential trade status when it comes to oil, because Venezuela is actually the second most oil rich country in the entire world next to Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Yeah.
Something like
second?
That.
Second?
I'm pretty sure it's second. It's crazy. Very oil rich, but we sanction every living fuck out of them and try to commit coups down there. So
They're fine. I'm happy about that.
Yeah. As long as I can keep several Venezuelan women up here.
All right, yeah, deal.
Big booty Latinas.
Send the rest. Yeah, yeah. I thought BBL meant big booty Latina, and apparently it means a Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, Brazilian butt lift.
I'm like, well, she is a BBL, so.
Yeah, it's just natural.
Yeah, the BBL with the BBL.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. I'm sure this will come as no surprise to anybody, but. District Judge, U.S. District Judge Robin Rosenberg. Let's get an early life check on her, which
Ryan Dawson's bell right now.
I quote tweeted that. I was like, Rosenberg, you say, huh?
rejects the Department of Justice bid to unseal the Epstein grand jury transcripts from Florida, from the Florida probe, from Reuters. Now, I did do an early life check. They don't necessarily say anything about it, but though when you look on her website, if I remember correctly, I linked it on my Twitter, so if you go to my page, you'll find it. She is part of like the International Jewish Women's Council. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
You didn't have to do a life check. Rosenberg is the life check. You're like, check.
Trust but verify. I verified. Sure, really enough.
Yeah, the last two Rosenbergs that betrayed our country got a fucking talking to, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for them.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and pure Hunter. The judge will be the scapegoat. Trump will blame her and move on from Epstein. Honestly, I could see that totally happening where they're like, oh, well, the judges won't let it happen anyways about this Obama case. And then, you know, in a couple months, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, we tried. And, you know, it's in the courts. And then eventually everybody will forget about it and move on.
Yeah. He's going to use it as a scapegoat, like he said, 100%. It'd be like, I tried. It's like, no, you didn't, bitch. You fucking actively didn't try.
The narrative has shifted so much in such a small period of time. It's ridiculous. It's like, you know, we're going to release the Epstein files, and it's like, we have the binders. We're showing you them right here. Then it's like, oh, wait, actually, the files don't exist. Then it's like, wait, no, the files are a Democratic hoax. And then it's like, no, wait, now we're going to release some of the files. And it's like, oh, sorry, guys, I tried. But it's been blocked.
Well, like, we all knew it was bullshit because remember, it was actually under the first Trump administration where they said that that Epstein killed himself and that there was no footage because the cameras malfunctioned. And then all of a sudden, conveniently after AI exists and, you know, is doing really, really well, they're like, oh, look, we found this footage. But it's like, you literally told us the camera stopped working. So how did you recover the footage if you said the guy fell asleep and the cameras quit working for the first time in 30 years. Like,
The footage that they gave us had some period of time missing from it, and like the crucial period of time. And
yeah,
it was. I guess there was evidence that it was clearly edited, and I'm not even sure how valuable the footage was going to be, because the footage that existed, I think, was like in the it was outside of the hallway that led to where his cell was. You couldn't even see the door to his cell in it. So I don't know.
It was so badly done too. Like, I feel like I'm surprised like it wasn't like a cut of someone's home movies in the middle of it. To be like, how bad they fucking did the job, dude. It was so bad.
Bob Saget starts coming out and narrating it.
AFB. AFHB. It's like an old Super Bowl from like Super Bowl 42. It's like taped over it.
So is this true? 2 minutes and 53 seconds? I thought it was just a minute that was missing out of that.
I don't know the exact time, but if it's more than 5 seconds, even like that's too much. Like it should just be uninterrupted footage. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's just such clearly bullshit. Like, they're clearly not telling us the truth. And the people who are still telling me to trust the plan, like, there have been some legitimate wins. Like, they are moving to dismantle the Department of Education, which is huge. Mm-hmm. And they have fired a whole bunch of bureaucrats in the health department. Like, there's been some legitimate wins. But how are you going to sit there and tell me that, like, oh, trust the plan, he's covering for this pedophile ring, you just got to wait a little bit longer? Like, I'm sorry, there's nothing you could do to convince me that, like, this is a just pursuit to continue to cover this up. But yeah, it does seem like go ahead.
No, so there's like a few, like, you could 5D, 4D chess me with some things, like, oh, well, he did this because he's thinking of that, or the oil deal, or like Israel. Oh, fine, whatever. Not this, though. Like, there's no 5, 6, 8, 17D chess where you're like, I'm so ahead of the curve, I'm gonna hide the pedophile ring, and you'll see. Like, no, we won't. It's like you're all on it.
Yeah, no. I'm a million moves ahead.
Yeah,
believe me.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's kind of it's insane that, like, Trump was willing to really burn down a lot of his political capital over this, because I know people have been sharing it. I haven't looked into it personally, but like, his polling numbers are continuing to get worse. And really, for him, it would have been better to just kind of just shut the fuck up. Don't say a word about it. Just let it go.
Yeah. It would have been better to say absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, from a PR perspective, this has been really, really bad for him. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, a lot of the stuff, even the stuff that's been good, has just been like a PR nightmare. Like, the deportations that they did, they've just allowed the narrative to completely run away from them. And, like, this is probably the worst example I could think of where I'm like, wow, Trump really looks bad here. Like, he's normally able to kind of, like, you know, the whole Teflon Don deal where he can kind of let shit roll off his back and not really hurt him. But, like, this is the first time I've really seen, like, even a lot of his own, like, plan truster fucking stupid motherfuckers that follow him to a T start to turn on him a little bit. Now, of course, you have Alex Jones going back to back him again, but it's like,
well, I don't really, whatever about Alex Jones, but, like, it's the other, this is what we said earlier. It's like, these conservative right wingers, quote unquote, they're just grifting leftists because they do the same shit. Like again, like Katzer, DC, anyone who got the fucking binder, all these scumbags, you know, first they were like, fucking bring it down. And then they're like, guys, you know, who cares? Right. And we're like, what do you mean? Cause like, we're not like MAGA cucks. No. They are just like, again, the leftist cucks to like Obama and Kamala. But it's the same fucking brain. So when you have people like us who are like, yeah, I'm pretty far right leaning conservative, and I'd rather Trump than fucking Kamala Harris in office, but I'm not going to defend a pedophile ring. And they're like, well, you're woke right. I go, you're fucking retarded. Like, I don't care. Also, again, that shit doesn't work on us. Like, we're not retarded leftists. So we could be like, no, back that shit down and be like, I'm going to keep plowing ahead. Like, you're not going to fool me with woke right. Like, you're a fucking faggot.
Yeah. And like, also, the whole fucking binders deal, they literally gave the binders to a known Israeli lobbyist, like fucking Chaya Rachel.
Oh, right. The alleged TikTok chick. Oh,
yeah. God. She's literally an Israeli lobbyist.
Yeah.
You expect to get the fucking truth from that bitch? And then Jack Posobiec, fucking known CIA asset.
Sucks.
Mike Cernovich. Like,
literal fag.
Yeah.
Literal. He fucks trannies. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, that wasn't him. He just wrote about it. And, you know, to his friend who did it. That's what he said. It's like, no, you didn't. That's what he said. No. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it was you. But that was his backing. Like, he came out, wrote the article, and was like, fucking gay. And he was like, no, wait. It wasn't actually me. It was actually, like, my friend.
I
was like,
nah, hold on, nah, I can explain. Oh, Jesus. So.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But also, all those like people we just mentioned, all the people just mentioned, they all have like a very large following, to be fair. Yeah. And my brain goes to, it has to be primarily 90% boomers following them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's mainly like I don't really think it's a lot of millennials anymore. I don't think it's a lot of zoomers for sure. Cause they're like, we're like, fuck that. Like, you're a fucking plant scumbag grifter. Unfollow or never follow to begin with. But you have all these boomers. If you look at the reply tweets on all these people, look at their profile picture. Glasses in a truck selfie. Yeah. It's like, you're like, yeah, you're Israel, fucking 62 Israel years flag. Old. Yeah, exactly. Israeli. Like, you're 62 years old. You're a fucking boomer. And you're like, oh, that's the fucking narrative I'm going to go with because they told me to. It's like, you have no original thought either. You're, again, no different than the fucking leftist. Zero.
I mean, what kind of interests me is like Israel is behind all of this, right? So Israel, the Israel lobby, whatever. The Jays, whatever. They have incentive to try to capture, like, as many of these big, like, right-wing voices as possible. So, like, what is the reason that they have not captured, seemingly at least, like, somebody like Tucker Carlson, like, some
right.
like, a huge following like that, where he's like, no, fuck all that. I'm going to have the ruler of Iran on my show and whatever, just, you know, have martyr made on and just completely go against this narrative.
Mm. Because Tucker has balls. And he's
all right. Okay.
I'm not. Or he didn't get paid out. So he's like, I'm not taking that money. Even if he got offered the money, I would assume.
So to your point, actually, and I just pulled this up because I saw this the other day. Israel to fund tour for MAGA and pro-Trump influencers. Haaretz report says Israel plans to fly 16 social media influencers who support Trump's MAGA and America First campaigns. Tim Pool most affected. The Israeli Foreign Ministry will fund a tour of the country by right-wing social media influencers from the United States, as a report. Israeli newspaper Haaretz on Sunday reported the planned tour will feature 16 influencers, all under the age of 30, probably one over 30, who support Donald Trump and America First campaigns. So they're literally buying off influencers.
Yeah. Well,
Fair, everyone does that. To be fair,
oh yeah,
like I mean, don't forget the Kamala Harris campaign where people were like, "Yeah, I got the email from them and they pay me $2,000." Like, everyone's doing that, so that doesn't surprise me. But of course, it's like the Israeli influencers. Like, of course it is. Like, you know, it's like,
right?
Who else would it be?
It's like you're gonna, you know, give up your principles for that to go on a fucking MAGA tour. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and I think it's largely because they're noticing that the younger generations now are like, why the fuck are we sending all this money over here? Like, you could pull the wool over the eyes of a lot of boomers because, oh, you know, those goddamn Muslims, like, no matter what people say about Trump supporters, like, there are the vast majority of them are fucking boomers who just hate Muslims because of 9/11, which, like, I understand. Right. It's not that I care about, like, the feelings of Muslims or anything like that. It's just, like, this is the way they were brought up. So you
Even
can't get
Israel's
that.
Behind it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. You can't get You can't get that conditioning out of their head. It just is what it is. But the younger generation, they've seen the result of all this stuff. You know, why do people 10 years younger than me, they can't buy a house, they can't have kids, they can't go to school. They're having all these social and economic troubles. And then you're told, well, we have to fund Israel or else you're an anti-Semite. The president thinks you're an anti-Semite if you disagree with him on this policy. The most powerful people in the world think you're an anti-Semite and you're a bigot if you don't want to fund Israel and you don't want to blow up brown people in the Middle East. Like, that's essentially what you're being told. So, of course, they're going to want to hire some kids and go around and be like, you know what's great? Zionism. You know what you should do? Support sending lots of money to Israel.
Yeah. Well, even like, look at the Zoomers, right? Like, they're not attending college as much as like my generation or our generation, I'd say. Like, you know, like they're not. Like, and I think all these colleges, as we know, are just propaganda growing grounds, either for Israel or for leftism race, gay, communism shit, right? Or like whatever. So it's like, pick your poison. But now they're like, oh, I'm just gonna go to a trade school. Fuck that. Why the fuck would I spend $50,000, $60,000 on to get propagandized for 4 years? Hell and like, they're kind of seeing it through that shit, which is kind of awesome. Because I was having this conversation today at the gym. Like, as millennials go, I would say, unfortunately, for that generation, which is my generation, 3/4 is mainly liberal.
I think it's my generation too.
Yeah. And I would say three quarters is pretty liberal.
Mine as well. I'm on the very tail end of millennials.
So, like, I would say a quarter of us are pretty, like, right-leaning, but that's the minority, right? But now you go to the Zoomers, and I think it's the other way around. We're like, 3/4 of them are more like, fuck this, I'm conservative. And the minority is liberal. So it's like, they're the ones who are going to have to fucking change the landscape. Because they have to be fighting our dumb fucking generation.
Yeah.
All right. So the other thing I want to bring up. Yeah. And, you know, I can really empathize with the younger generations. And I think we talked about this a little bit on Monday as well. But like, when you look at how broken the United States is, how people just get radicalized in one direction or the other, I can't blame them, because you're being told that, like, oh, well, this is just the result of, you know, late stage capitalism, which is such like a gay term. Or you're being told, oh, this is all the Democrats' fault. So, you know, people either say, all right, well, we need to really punish the Democrats. I agree. We should. Or you're being told that, like, oh, this is all capitalism, so we need like mass communism. And it's like, okay, well, that's wrong and that's stupid. But
yeah,
the problem is we need people to be told that it's the Jews and then radicalize them that way. That's the proper radicalization.
Yeah. I don't know how people could not. I remember when TikTok was banned briefly. And people started talking to people in China about Red Note and how many like Chinese people just did not like Jews or Israel. I'm like, that's pretty based.
Yeah. 109 countries, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we could always make that 110. Every single time I see 110, I'm like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. Won't be the United States though.
No, probably not. So I pulled up this clip from Rapid Response 47, and this is about Tulsi Gabbard talking about what's going on with the House report.
The report goes into great detail about the information.
Okay, you guys hear that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Okay. I can't hear it, but here, I'll fix that.
Information that Russia and Putin had on Hillary Clinton, which included possible criminal acts like secret meetings with multiple named U.S. religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems.
You don't say.
That's just called being a woman.
Yeah, I do really like that she at least busted that one out.
Yeah.
I'm going to bust one out listening to it later.
It's of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness. And that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then.
Yeah, that checks out also. Like,
A gunshot outside.
Well, yeah, that's like a legit thing. People just be like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to take some tranquilizers. Like, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Getting Quaaludes like the 70s. And,
yeah. Well, they need to sedate, you know, the children that they're raping. True. So she's got a supply of them on hand. Oh, you know what? I'm going to take some tranquilizers myself here. need to take the edge off from all the
you got to bounce the adrenochrome with tranquilizer.
Yeah. It's like smoking weed and taking fucking like cocaine at the same time.
chug half a bottle of NyQuil and then chug half a bottle of DayQuil to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, well, her husband isn't inserting anything into her, so she's
that's true.
She needs to insert a needle into her at least.
Oh, geez.
Something's going to fuck me, all right?
CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump.
So two things real quick. First of all, Tulsi, second thing is 100% so hot. Second thing is That really sounds like
ass,
a lot of,
by the way, great ass.
Yeah, super great ass. Well, she plays works that. She's like constantly working out. Good for her. Yeah. Second part of that is actually, you know what? Second one also would again. Third part of that is, that sounds like a lot of evidence that should be easy to make arrest, right? If that was any of us, we're in jail tomorrow for anything even close to that. Nothing's going to come of this. This is just fucking jerk-off session to hear them talk.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, this really made U.S.-Russia relations a lot worse off. So, Toad, before I move on to the next thing, was there anything you wanted to add there, God?
No, not really. I already said before, like, I just think it's good. The only good thing about it is that more people are hearing about it, I guess. But it is something that, you know, is in the past. And I wish a lot more people were correct about Russiagate when it was actually the topic at hand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally lock her up to electric boogaloo.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking about U.S.-Russia relations, when I did a whole podcast on what Trump's Russia-Ukraine policy might look like, I think it was literally like right after they announced that he won. And if you look at his presidency from, you know, 2017 to 2019, throwing out Russian diplomats from meetings, sanctioning Russia, tearing up different, you know, the open skies treaties, sending the Javelin anti-tank missiles into Ukraine, which he was the first one to ever do. His campaign rhetoric was great. And this is why I go back to what we kind of established at the beginning of the show, that once again, if you felt compelled to vote, Trump was the only guy, because he was the only one saying, like, I will bring the war in Ukraine to an end. In my opinion, it seemed pretty predictable that that wasn't going to happen and that it was going to go kind of the route it's going now. But
on that one, I thought he might. Just
me too. Like, well, honestly,
they're probably going to, you know, find other wars to deal with. Right. I was like, well,
you know, like Iran.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll get there. We'll get there. But yeah, exactly. I think you could argue that maybe he really wanted to do it. It's tough to say. I think Trump is just a smart enough political operator to know what plays to the crowd. And essentially what played to his base was fuck Joe Biden. And I mean, for real, like that's pretty much all you had to say to beat him. As of today, hold on, let me pull the screen up. My bad.
How the fuck is Joe Biden still alive, by the way?
I don't think he is. Yeah. I think he's just like weakened at Bernie-ing his way through life right now.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right.
For a decade, yeah. But they're at least claiming that he's still alive.
Yeah, check the bones. What's that? Check the ears. They always point out like the
yeah,
ears.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like, yeah. Honestly, the funniest clip of him ever was when he was like doing that speech in like the rainforest and just turned around and walked into the forest. So fucking, dude. That was so fucking funny.
You know, I wish I had some clips loaded up of a Hunter, but I was listening to a Dude Dissidents today and they were playing a clip of Hunter on whatever show he was on, and like the amount of F-bombs that dude drops, he speaks with like that Biden cadence, but it's just like younger and more enthusiastic and swears a lot. It is hilarious.
The one where he was talking about cocaine?
No, he was talking about like immigrants and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I disagree with his position, but just the way that he was talking about it, he was talking about like Obama's inner circle, like some of the reporters that are around him. And he was just saying, oh yeah, like fuck these people and just going off. It was hilarious.
I saw a ridiculous clip of him. I mean, I'm assuming it wasn't AI, but maybe I'm being fooled. I don't know. But there was this ridiculous clip of him. Yeah, no, this is it. I'll send it to you in the chat here.
You know what? I'll pull that up. Yeah.
Well, I like when he said more Americans kill than immigrants do every year. It's like, yeah, because there's more of us. That's the per capita argument for like the black thing. But he's also retarded and doesn't get it. It's like, yeah, but per capita, immigrants murder a lot of people then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So hold on. Let me, okay.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, it's up. Okay, here we go.
The difference between crack cocaine and cocaine is sodium bicarbonate and water and heat, literally.
That's it?
That's it.
And those things are pretty much free if you go to like a science store.
This is free.
Can't be real. It's a science store, bro.
Once the people I was listening to had mentioned that he talks just like Joe Biden, I can't unhear it. And
he
literally,
seems
the
real,
cadence. Yeah, he really is his father's son, and to me, that's just
holy
so funny.
Shit. If he really said science store, that's really goddamn funny.
I can't tell what's real anymore.
Me either. Yeah. But him saying science store made me feel like it's AI.
No, I believe this is actually legit because this looks like the same setting from the interview.
your neighborhood convenience store and just get. Anyway, I don't want to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but it literally is a mini jar of cocaine and baking soda.
How different is the experience? Holy fuck.
It's vastly, vastly different. And like for real, I feel really reluctant to kind of have some euphoric discussion. I know you're not asking me to do that, yeah. But have some euphoric discussion about crack cocaine.
I think this might be kind of the opposite here.
Okay, no, it's the exact opposite.
He sounds just like his dad. He really does.
Who is that twink interviewing him?
I don't know. The dude interviewing him looks totally fake to me, dude. He's like wearing a hat. It looks like he has a wig on. I'm like, who is this guy?
Allegedly, this was like a 3-hour interview.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, no. Actually, yeah, look right here. Hunter Biden interview. Yeah, it's legit.
That's wild. He said science store, bro. We need to talk about that. What's a science store?
Yeah. 3 hours, 16 minutes. Is how long they had him going.
Holy shit.
It's that store where you just go and buy science, man.
You know, just beakers and shit. you know, science, like coils.
you can make crack cocaine. We should do it. And when they ran their hands up my hairy legs and you get a mayonnaise jar of baking soda.
Real. That's crazy.
Man loves his crack, though. Props, honestly. He really knows his crack. It's like a chef talking about food.
Well,
I don't want to have the experience of some.
Yeah.
Some euphoric recall.
It's like a wine sommelier. It's like the notes of nutmeg and oak. The notes of baking soda and fucking chemicals. Really.
Yeah, euphoric this is recall.
Very good crack.
Yeah.
That's how powerful crack cocaine is. Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably. People think of crack as being dirty. It's the exact opposite. Make crack.
I can't believe he really went into detail about how to make crack and like if crack is cleaner. No,
I still don't know if it's real or not.
Crazy. Dude. Does it make him? I don't know if it's real or not. I can't tell.
3 hours, 16 minutes. I can't watch all of that because I can't dedicate enough of my time to just completely burn. But just the way he talks about it so casually is fucking hilarious.
As former police officer here, I'm telling you right now, crack cocaine absolutely makes you different. That's a crazy statement. It's a fucking wild statement, dude. Yeah, I fought guys on crack cocaine.
Jesus. I didn't realize. Yeah, this tweet has 39.2 million views. Holy fuck. Jesus.
What you're doing is you're burning off all the impurities so that it combined with the sodium bicarbonate, which makes it smokable. That's all. You know, all of these actors and, you know, people in the past that talked about they had a problem with cocaine freebasing. They were smoking crack.
So straw on the stove is the same thing.
Not exactly, but close to it. But
what world are we on right now?
Dude,
it's the funniest shit of all time.
Yeah, we should do another Biden Kamala, except for it should be Hunter Biden and Kamala Harris.
What is that? That would be a fun ticket.
You take you want the next presidential ticket to be that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
This is too fucking funny. But
I'd probably vote for Hunter Biden just because it would be hilarious.
Yeah. My God. Jesus Christ.
Dude, he's basically, I mean, he's John McAfee, but nowhere near his base. That's basically it. You want a McAfee's presidential candidate that does crack cocaine and fucks a bunch of hookers? Sounds pretty insane.
Well, you know, allegedly they're both into younger kids, so.
Yeah, and knows everything about Epstein's Island.
Yeah. Hunter 2028, let's take a crack at it. Oh, man, that's good. That's really good.
He should use
But they're so like disillusioned. Like that would be an awesome slogan to lean into if you ever and like they wouldn't do it. Like, no, we can't do that. It's like, no, you should do that. It's hilarious, actually.
It would legitimately win if he did that.
Yeah. Honestly, well, yeah, like because he has like the same cadence as his dad, but he's younger and like coherent. Yeah. So, you know, everybody knows like some dude that did crack in their neighborhood that looked just like him and probably talk just like him too. So, you know, he's relatable. It's like John Fetterman.
If that was his campaign slogan and his campaign poster was that picture of him taking a selfie naked with a gun, gotta be honest, I'd vote for that guy.
And those are the facts about crack, Jack.
Oh, okay, shit. I want to sneeze with the microphone on. I wanted to share this. That clip's killer. I didn't see that clip. But Trump State Department greenlights another $322 million in arms deals for Ukraine, including Hawk Phase 3 missile systems and Bradley armored vehicles.
Cool.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Way to fail another promise, dude.
Yeah, like, man. I just not cool. Not cool, bro. A little disappointed. Yeah.
But Trump, not only did he say he was gonna like end this thing, but he had Zelensky in the White House and basically told him to fuck off, if you remember.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was yeah, nice. I was like, sweet, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of people felt that way, and I think even some people felt that way about like Trump and Netanyahu, even though I think like both scenarios, like it seemed a little bit more likely, at least with Ukraine. But with Israel, I'm like, oh no, he ain't ever fucking cutting off Israel. Like, he'll put some pressure on there. Nah. But it's the same deal as the Biden administration, where Biden said in private that he thinks Netanyahu's an asshole, but he still gave him everything he wanted.
Because they don't want to get Kennedy'd. That's why.
Yeah. They don't want to take a convertible car ride through Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, like literally every president, no matter what they are politically, they're gonna support Israel. It doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, that was by the balls.
Yeah, you probably get taken into the back room. It's like, you're going to support this right now or you're dead.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Dude, Ukraine, have you seen recently? It looks like there are like mass protests against Zelensky erupting.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, it's very anti-Ukrainian of them. They must be anti-freedom. Yeah.
I know, right? I tweeted that out. I said, what are these people opposed to democracy? They were, it was some specific thing that Zelensky was doing, some authoritarian measure that he's doing. Now, I forget exactly what it was. I don't know, some more free speech suppression, maybe. I forget what it was exactly. But yeah, a bunch of people are mad about it and they're protesting, which I think is good.
Didn't he cancel elections?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He abolished all other political parties and he basically seized all of the media outlets.
Nice. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing that like now after they pretty much conscripted most of the people they possibly could, and he's denied elections and everything, that like now all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I think maybe we should start protesting now.
Yeah.
You know, I have a like four or five houses down from me, like in my little townhome development thing. There's a Ukrainian family who fled Ukraine. And something about it pisses me off that they're here just being free when I'm being told like I'm an asshole for not supporting Ukraine. It's like, this motherfucker's in America. Where is he? Go fight your country, dude.
But they're protesting. Zelensky shut down some like accountability agencies within the government that are supposed to like weed out corruption in the government. He like shut those down, and that's what people are protesting.
He is the corruption of the government.
Yeah.
Like he's the mole.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So one last story I wanted to go over because I think this is just generally funny. I know we talked about this a little bit on Monday, but apparently Bridget Macron, Emmanuel and Bridget Macron are now suing Candace Owens, which to me, I just find this to be absolutely hilarious. Like, I really don't care about this story, but I just think it's hilarious.
Well, you know what?
This would be... Go ahead.
This whole situation could just be resolved with no lawsuits, no legal issues, whatever, if she just showed everybody her pussy.
That's kind of what I was going to say. Never mind. All right. That's kind of what I was going to say.
Discovery is going to be wild.
I was going to say, it might be a brilliant play by Candace Owens. Be like, yeah, sue me. You got to show your pussy in court.
We're going to find out one way or another.
Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
She refuses to do so. Holy shit.
Yeah. Then she's put in a real hard spot. She's like, do I want to sue you for libel? Or do I want to show my pussy to everybody to prove that I'm a fucking chick or dude? It's like, I don't know. Maybe. We want to balls in your court, bitch.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe
the balls in your
might
pants,
be out of
perhaps.
Your court. Right.
You're the balls are out of your court. Yeah, which one? Yeah. Interesting scar you have above your pussy.
Dude, it would be like one of the most popular trials of all time.
Oh, it's like be so
Candace
good.
Candace Owens forced the wife of the French president to show her pussy.
Dude, court. Candace Owens would be a queen forever in my book if she was able to do that.
Yeah,
she wouldn't be able to do it because I think she is actually a man.
Like Candace might be the one doing the real 4D chess here. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Bridget Macron's like, you know what? I withdraw my lawsuit. Forget it. I fucked up. I didn't think it was going to.
Yeah. It's, well, Trump basically did that when Trump forced Elizabeth Warren to take the DNA test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. It's almost like this, except it's like, if you're really a woman, show your vagina.
Show your fucking pussy, you dumb French bitch.
If we get to see his fake gash, that's just another America W. Yeah, exactly.
Bridget Macron, because she is actually a man, she then goes and transes themselves like real quick. Like, oh shit, I have to show my pussy, get rid of my cock right now.
Yeah. Like, wait, I gotta do this thing for real?
She goes through emergency surgery.
Yeah. So I guess right now we have to pay attention to whether or not she goes into the hospital unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And like, no, we got to really like look at that pussy. Just make sure it's real and it's not a mussy, you know?
Well, also, can we talk about how much like this is definitely affecting their daily life? For the like, we're suing this bitch. Like, it's all anybody talks about.
Well, you know what? I everybody knows I like to make fun of Tim Pool, but he actually had a good point when he brought up why Michelle Obama won't run for president. And that's because legitimately half of the like the voting right, if not more of the voting right, would just be calling her a man every day.
That's what we do now.
I mean, it's what we do, but like, yeah. Imagine being like interviewed and people in your face every single day asking if you're a man.
they can't handle it.
Yeah, yeah. She could have such an awesome slogan though, which is I like Mike.
Right. Or be like Mike. Just yeah, take his right. thing.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Or just like Mike.
I know Typo and I talked about
Mike drop and he throws his dick on the ground on the table.
Typo and I talked about this a little bit. But it's like if you guys have talked to like any of your older coworkers or like boomers, they're like all in on this. Like they do not think it's a joke, and I think that is just the funniest shit in the world that they're like, oh yeah, Big Mike.
Yeah, I don't care either way, but I will say it all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
My mom is into the Brigitte Macron thing. Like she brings it up like a lot. Like I think really? She probably mentioned the lawsuit thing today, but I'm like, oh, that's my mom's so talking about Brigitte Macron again. Like, she likes Candace Owens. I don't know. She talks about this Macron thing a lot. Nice. My mom definitely thinks that she is a man.
That's hilarious.
She's all in so on that fucking one. Funny.
Yeah, I love the boomers getting red pilled on. Basically, just like it's slop, but man, is it fucking funny.
Yeah. Oh, damn, Toad. Boston came back. They were down 5-0.
Whoa. Right here, yeah.
I do like how that's going in the background.
Dude, don't tease me though, man. They're actually up 6-5 right now.
I swear to God. I just checked the Yankees score to see what. Yeah.
Yeah, I just looked. I see it. I have it on. But I saw like in the corner of my screen, I saw like somebody like hit a home run for the Red Sox or something. They were celebrating. I'm like, I don't want to get my hopes up though, man, because I still think they're going to lose this game.
Dude, they're playing the Phillies, and I hate both of you guys equally. So I don't know who to really root for. I guess the Phillies because they're not in my division. So.
Well, yeah, if the Phillies were playing the Yankees, I'd root for the Phillies. So.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope they come back and win.
we'll wrap there. I'll let you in, watch the sports stuff because that's just out of my wheelhouse.
Your purview.
out of my purview. Toad, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, support you, and obviously your fundraiser, all that good stuff.
Learn to Toad on Twitter. I have the Better Off Dead sports betting podcast, which is BTTOR. That is on YouTube. It's on the audio platforms, and I'm Learn to Toad on Instagram as well, where I put betting content out there. I have the Covered in Uke YouTube channel, which is my ukulele project that I'm actually putting. Yeah, thank you. I'm actually putting stuff on. That channel's existed for a long time, man. It was my drunk ukulele project back in the day, and now I'm double posting everything there. And I have Patreon. Learn to Toad is the Patreon. Patreon.com/learntotoad, and you can get ukulele Spotify stream with that and ask me for requests basically. So go check that on him. I might offer more Patreon content as well, but we'll see. Maybe do some uke streams, but all that is, you know, to come. And the Give Send Go Tower Gang Toad is still out there right now, but nobody's doing that anymore. Everybody's doing everybody's giving money to the Jubilee guy now, man.
It's yeah, scary. Well, you know, your time is up. You're like a hot chick who faded away into her fucking 50s, dude. Yeah.
I know. Didn't get enough out of it.
Yeah, well, what a shame. Well, everybody, make sure you go over to that. I'll make sure I put a link for that in the description. I knew I was forgetting to put something in there. Adam, everywhere people could find you and all that.
At Adam Nutter on Twitter. And of course, every Monday night with Kyle, Typo, Luke, and Sam, 5 till midnight on YouTube and Rumble and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all that shit. Go. We just have put a new episode out Wednesday. We have some new clips out this week. I mean, a new episode out Monday. Jesus Christ. New episode out Monday. We've had some new clips this week. Go check it out. Love you guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody so much for listening. And like I said, next Tuesday, Warwick Powell will be on. We're going to talk about BRICS, China, U.S. foreign policy, and all that stuff. But until then, everybody, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.